Two congressional ag leaders and former House Agriculture Committee chairman said Wednesday that GMO labeling legislation is part of a bigger need for consumer education. Speaking to members of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, House Ag Committee ranking member Colin Peterson of Minnesota said that he wants to see clarification on what constitutes a genetically modified organism, similar to the dialogue that was required around organic production.
Before anything can be done with this, we have to define what this means. What is a GMO or what is genetically altered? What does that mean? You know, it took us 3-4 years to kind of come to a conclusion about what organic meant, so that we had a certified system that was certified by the department. That's the process we have to go through no matter what we do in terms of labeling, whether it's mandatory, voluntary, whatever it is, we still have to figure out what does that mean.
Peterson said outside of GMOs, other methods of labeling could have huge ramifications for agriculture.
Now, this whole labeling situation, I think, is one of the biggest problems we have in agriculture. And it's not just GMOs. It's the whole marketing that's being done to consumers that, you know, the consumers have not been educated about what this stuff means.
Peterson voted for a GMO labeling preemption bill that passed the House last year, but the Senate has yet to act on the issue. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has been hosting meetings with stakeholders in his Washington office, but those gatherings resulted in little common ground. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair and Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says any policy on GMO labeling needs to reflect science.
We got a big educating challenge on our hands with the food industry and those of us in agriculture. I'm not too sure we can win that fight at this particular time in the public. We need to win the fight with regards to what we do in the Senate Agriculture Committee.
Barring Senate action, a state GMO labeling law in Vermont is set to go into effect at the beginning of July. Robert says he doesn't want to see that happen.
We have to move. This is in July. Already you have Camel Soup and a whole bunch of folks already going ahead, and they are simply applying the law as it is written. In Vermont, it is very restrictive, and it's not the kind of label that we need if, in fact, we're going to a label.
Roberts met with food industry stakeholders in Washington on Wednesday to discuss the issue. He couldn't tell reporters when he expected to mark up a bill, but he said he hopes this isn't an issue that is resolved at the last minute. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.